East Coast Breakfast.
If you're anything like me, you've spent hours staring off into space wondering to yourself, I wonder how those shark nets work. How do they get them in there? What are they made of? How do they operate? Why do they sometimes take them out and put them back in? These questions burn a hole in my brain. I found out recently it's the same with Carmen. You also want to know.
So we've got interested.
Wayne Harrison. He's from the KZN Sharks Board, and he's joining us, and he's going to answer all of those questions for us. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Good morning to all you listeners.
Thanks, man.
Well, Wayne, most of us, we've heard of this shark net, and most of us have not seen what they are and understand them. Can you paint a picture of us? Can you describe what they really look like? How are they positioned along the coast? Where are they?
Okay. Listeners, we've got what we refer to as shark safety gear. From Richards Bay in the north at strategic beaches right through to Port Edward in the south. That doesn't mean that we cover the entire coastline. As I said, we cover strategic beaches. And we, in the past, only used to have nets, but in recent years we've changed from nets through to next gear, so that means nets and drum lines. The drum lines have been very, very successful. And in the summer, we'll have mixed gear, nets and drum lines, because we are actually actively targeting bull sharks. But in the winter, we've got, firstly, the whale migration of the humpback whales and southern right whale into KZN waters, heading north, where they will go to mate and calve, and at the end of winter they will come back down south again, going through to the Antarctic where they feed. So by the beginning of May, we will then remove all nets and we only go into drum lines. We are trying to avoid any entanglements of humpback whales or marine mammals, or even animals. And that will go through until the last week of November. These nets are also removed because of the sardines, and large quantities of sharks will come through in the winter months feasting on the sardines. So we remove the nets so there's no chance of any mass capture. Now, just before the sardine run took off at Port Edward, on the last Sunday of last month, or actually last Saturday of last month, we got into, we sent teams out to sea to reduce all the drum lines, and we neutralized them. So there's no nets in the water in the winter, and the drum lines have been neutralized for the sardine run, so there's no chance of us taking any unwanted captures.
That's good to hear.
And then, Wayne, obviously you spend a lot of time working closely with the ocean and its wildlife. Just quickly, some of the things that are misunderstood about shark nets or shark behavior that you wish people to know. I'm sure there's quite a few.
Okay, look, the very first thing is the nets are reduced at the end of summer. Okay? They're removed out of the water. Then, as the sardines start coming through, we neutralize all the drum lines so that they can't take any catches. So we're trying not to have any unnecessary catches. And in this time of the year, it is pertinent to remember the bathing is closed. There's no protective gear out there. So please be careful, you know, exercise caution. If you're going to go into the water, you need to make sure that there's no form of sardine activity in the vicinity, that there's no birds, sharks, etc., and consult with your lifeguards before going into the water.
Fantastic. Wayne Harrison, thank you for joining us this morning. That was Wayne Harrison from the KZN Sharks Board, filling us in with all those questions about the shark net. Now you know.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.